Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
I am a tailfin road locomotive. You can polish my chrome so clean. We can fly off into the sunset together. Rusty old American dream still running. Rusty old American dream.
That's right. Get those car care questions ready for ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Denny Long.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's a beautiful morning. The sky is blue and bright, and considering all the weather that's going on in the world or in the country, I'm feeling pretty fortunate that we have going on this today.
Well, while we're waiting for folks to, in fact, we do have some text messages we want to impart here this morning. If you have any kind of a car care question, call it in or text it in, same number, 651-989-9226. But please don't wait. Dan will be here for about another 30-some minutes or so. So if you want to get some help about your personal vehicle, car, truck, or van, call it in or text it in. I was thinking, you mentioned the weather, Dan, and I know you you love to ski, and I know you love to mountain ski. And I'm seeing all these reports from Colorado. Wow. A couple of feet in some cases.
I should be there, shouldn't I?
I guess.
You know, but by the time I saw the weather report, it was too late to get everything together and get heading out there. I always thought that'd be kind of fun to get out there and beat a storm, but I wasn't able to do it this time.
Not this time.
But yeah, that's, you know, in Colorado, their snow total is pretty lean this year, so if they get a couple of feet at all the ski resorts, that'll really make a difference with them being able to get through spring with a good skiing. So I hope that happens for them.
Yeah, for them, sure. Again, if you have any kind of a car care question, call it in or text it in. I'm going to grab one that came in earlier this morning, Dan, and then we'll pick up on some other issues. Texter says, if you use a battery maintainer, is it better to hook up the negative lead to the negative post on the battery or another ground on the vehicle?
It doesn't make any difference. They're all lead on the battery goes to the body. The negative lead goes to the engine block and the body. So anywhere you hook it up is fine. The reason that when you're jumping a car, they tell you to hook up the positive battery cable first and then hook up the negative battery cable somewhere on the engine block or body is because when you are jumping a car with just straight cables like that, when you make that connection, a spark happens. And they don't want that significant spark to happen at the battery, because the battery can put off explosive gases and they don't want the battery to blow up. So that's why they tell you to hook up the ground cable somewhere away from the battery so the spark doesn't happen there.
And I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I actually have been a part of that when you hook up a battery charger or something and not realize that it's on. And the spark happens in the battery. I mean, it's when I say explodes, it creates enough force to blow the top off the battery and spray the battery acid all over you and everything else, you know, which is a concern. It's not like it blows up like a bomb and called, you know, like that, but it does blow the top off the battery.
Wow. This texter says this, Dan, my car has over 250,000 miles on it, does not leak oil, there's no blue exhaust, but it uses about 3 quarts between oil changes. How long can I realistically go before I actually have to get an oil change? I'm adding fresh oil often.
Well, you still need to get your oil changed on schedule because the oil filter needs to be changed as well. So you need to stay on your regular schedule, even though you're putting fresh oil in. And I don't know what kind of car that is, but maybe there's something that somebody could do about the oil consumption. You know, if the rings are gummed up with carbon or something like that, sometimes there's an additive that you can put directly into the cylinders that will soften up those rings and help with the oil consumption. We've done some of that. So that might be something that you want to look into. The reason that you're not seeing blue smoke while you're driving the car is because the catalytic converter is taking care of it. And, you know, that all of that oil going through the catalytic converter is not good for the catalytic converter. It's causing it to kind of overwork. But apparently it's been getting along just fine so far, or you would be having a check engine light warning you about catalytic converter failure.
Speaking of, I know we have to take a break here shortly. Speaking of catalytic converters, have you heard a fewer stories of theft of that part, or is it about the same?
I have heard fewer stories, and the good news is the last time that we tried to legitimately and legally turn in catalytic converters, they required documentation on the converters that we were going to turn in, and that's good news that they're not just taking them from anybody for any purpose. I don't know if that's the law that caused them to do that differently, or if it's the fact that the law is changing that's causing them to do it differently, but it had changed last time we did it, so that's good news.
It is good news. All right. Hang on. Keep in mind, Dan will be with us for a little less than a half hour now. If you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait. If you need to bring in your vehicle to your favorite dealer, your favorite shop for service, call up Dan or send Dan a text. He might give you some idea of what could be ailing before you bring it in for service. 651-989-9226. In the Twin Cities, 34 degrees. We are on our way to 61. Back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with ASE certified technician Dan Burns. Dan's with Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, where are you guys located on Grand?
Well, thanks for asking, Denny. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which, of course, is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
You're going to be open for a while today, right?
We're open this morning from 8 until 12, yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
So come on over.
All right, we'll mention that number before Dan leaves us, which is about 7:45. So if you have a car care question, by all means, don't wait. Call it in or text it in. Speaking of phone calls, let's go to Columbia Heights. I think Denny has been waiting there to ask you a question. Denny, you are on with Dan.
Okay, yeah, hi. I got an F Ford 150 2008, and 4 years ago I had a brand new Ford motor put in, a 5.4 Triton. And at 130,000 miles, I had it tuned up, which was about $1,350 to tune the Triton up. And I ran it about 1,000 miles, and it started missing real bad. I brought it back into the shop, and they told me I got no compression on my number 5 cylinder. So I left it there for a few days. And when I picked it up, it still ran kind of rough. But then every once in a while, it runs perfect. And so I know the motor can't be shot.
No, yeah. So what the question will be is, why is it losing compression from time to time? And something's changing, obviously. I wonder if something's going on with one of the valves or something like that. But if there's something going on with the engine, the valve timing or something like that, that's causing it to lose compression. So, I don't know. What did they do to get it to get the compression?
No, they didn't. They didn't do nothing on it. They just told me, the Ford wasn't going to work. That's the. So I started up and drove it out of there, and that was they said it lasted about a week maybe or so, but I got 4,000 miles on it since I had it tuned up. And like I say, sometimes it runs perfect, and other times it but backfires through the not the carburetor, but through the intake.
Right, through the intake. Yeah. Well, I think you should go get. I honestly think you should go get another opinion on that because. I mean, it shouldn't come and go like that. It doesn't sound like a catastrophic engine failure, the fact that sometimes it's running fine and sometimes it's not. So I think you should take it back. And if the compression is truly low on the fifth number five cylinder, there's tests you can do to find out why. You know, does it have a burn valve? Does it have a timing problem? What's going on? And there's tests that you can do to prove that, and I think that it would make sense to proceed and at least get that far and find out what's wrong.
Okay. Another F-150 question. This one's a 2011, 100,000 miles on it. Texture says it has the orange antifreeze in it. Should I change the antifreeze now, or can it wait for a couple more years?
Well, the color alone won't tell me what antifreeze is in there. But if you look at your owner's manual, that'll give you the timing on when the antifreeze should be changed, if it even should be changed. And you should do what the warranty or what the manufacturer recommends in your owner's manual.
Very good. 651-989-9226. Back to the phones we go. Jerry is calling in from Shoreview this morning. Jerry, you are on CCO with Dan.
Oh, thank you. See, I have a 2005 Acura TL, and when I had the rear brakes replaced, they found that a tie rod end was loose, so they replaced that, but they were unable to align the rear wheels because of a frozen adjuster. Is that the end of the story there, or can they be loosened up sometimes?
Yeah, they can absolutely probably be loosened up. You know, in a worst case scenario, that arm can be replaced, and then certainly it can be adjusted. But not most of the time, we're able to heat those adjusters up with a torch, get them good and hot, and then get them to turn. And on a an 05, that's old enough where that could be a problem. But like I say. In a worst case scenario, we can replace that arm, and that's not a huge deal. And then you can go ahead and get it aligned. My other question would be looking at the alignment specs, how far is it out of alignment? Does it warrant that kind of expense, or, is it close enough, which it may be, that you don't need to worry about it?
Okay. Before we take a break for weather, texter says, does it take a special battery charger to charge an AGM battery, or can I just use my good old trusty 30-year-old battery charger?
You can just use your good old-fashioned battery charger, but do in this case and in all cases, it's best to charge a battery very slowly. So set it to its lowest setting. You know, if you have a 2-amp or a 5-amp setting on the battery charger, charge it nice and slow that way, and you'll get the best results.
All right. Well, let's do this. Let's take a break, and we'll come back and get more phone calls and more text messages on CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour. Spring ahead. Daylight saving time returns tomorrow here in CCO land. Stay with us. And welcome back to CISO's Car Care Show around every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour. Dan Burns, ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive, as usual, helping you out by text and phone this morning. A listener wants to know this, Dan. Why backflush transmission? Shouldn't oil be dropped and the filter checked and replaced?
You know, we've talked about this before, Denny. Both are good. By backflushing the flushing the transmission fluid out, you get all of the fluid you get 100% of the fluid exchanged with new fluid. To drop the pan and change the filter, you get to put a new filter in, but you only get to change about half the fluid. So I don't know which is better. They're both great. In a perfect world, you'd do both. You change the filter and you flush out all the 100% of the fluid. But sometimes that gets cost, you know, it gets to cost too much. So probably my first choice would be, if it's possible, to change the filter and the fluid.
Okay. This listener says, I've noticed some oil seepage in the front of my engine, but I'm not losing much oil. If it's the gasket, how long can I wait before replacing?
Forever, depending upon how much it is. You know, the looking at your parking spot is a good indicator. If it's not dripping any oil, you know, you probably can wait a long time. Sometimes oil, you know, will just seep out of a seal or something, and it's so slow that it's a condition where we would just choose to monitor it and make sure that it doesn't get worse. And that's a good reason why, when you have your oil changed, you wanna know who's doing it and know about what they're checking, because those are the kinds of things that we keep track of when we do an oil change to make sure that things aren't getting worse, and that, you know, we're keeping an eye on things.
Okay. Speaking of oil filter, this listener wants to know, you don't have to mention brands, but as far as Lloyd's Automotive, what kind of oil filters do you use? I mean, I know you use only good ones. That's all you want to use.
Yeah. You know, oil filters are like oil and batteries and tires, and, you know, kind of based on price, you can go good, better, best. And, you know, at Lloyd's Automotive, we go best. And that's just the way we roll. And, you know, if it's a clunky old car and you just want to settle for good, that's fine. Or something in between, that's fine. But I think when it comes to oil filter, that's something that even the best is not very expensive. And so I would suggest that you get the best and just be willing to pay a little bit more for it.
Yeah, it's worth it. This texter wants to know, when should I take my Blizzax off? Love the show.
I don't know. We'll have to ask the weather people about that. We have been taking some snow tires off. It seems like yesterday that we were just, I was telling you, people are bringing their cars in and we're starting to put snow tires on. You know, once the ice is all off the road and so forth, like it is now, I think even if we get a little bit more snow, it's not going to stick around very long. So I think starting now, you can take your snow tires off anytime and you'll be just fine. You know, when you take your snow tires on most cars, we're still putting a pretty good all-season tire back on it. And so for that day or two when there's a little snow on the roads, I think it'll be just fine.
I think we have time for another text. This is a RAV4, 184,000 miles on it, has a snorting sound at about 40 miles an hour. What could I do to fix it or let it go as is? If I accelerate fast through to faster speeds, I don't hear a noise.
Well, you know, noises are hard for me to talk about over the phone because I'm not sure exactly what a snorting noise is when it comes to a car. My recommendation would be that you bring it in and have a professional go for a ride with you. You know, in our world, Denny, that's the first thing on our list is we need to be able to confirm the customer's complaint. So in other words, I need to be here what it is that you're talking about. And most often, if I hear it, even before I do much checking on the car, I can have a pretty good idea of what it is and what direction we should head with it. So, you know, I think if you take it in and just ask your shop to take it for a ride, you'll get a pretty good idea what's going on.
Okay, let's do one real fast one here. It says, if my code reader says the fuel rail sensor is bad, will the fuel pump not pump then? It's a 2007 Ford Taurus. It ran fine and then all of a sudden won't start.
Fuel rail sensor. Now, I'm not sure on that application what exactly that has to do, or if it has to do with the if it would be a serious enough sensor to disable the vehicle and cause the vehicle not to start. I think probably not. So I think maybe the right thing to do would be to put a fuel pressure gauge on it and see if you actually have fuel pressure from the fuel pump. So I think it needs a little more analysis.
Well, if you need some more analysis and you want to get in touch with the good folks at Lloyd's Automotive, how do we do that, Dan?
Well, you can come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-I-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call as soon as this morning, 651-228-1316.
Excellent. I'm going to grab these text messages we did not get to and open up the show next week with those, so appreciate your patience. Dan, you have a good week, and let's talk 1 week from today.
Sounds good. Thanks, Danny.
You bet. Thank you. Dan Burns, always good, and boy, he knows his stuff. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Jack Farrell straight ahead with his wine chat here on News Talk 830. This is W.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!